time to check in with Block Club Chicago for extremely local news. Seamus Toomey joining us now with the news about what's going to happen to this building at 500 North Michigan Avenue. And Seamus, is this going to be the way a lot of these office buildings are going to go now?
I think so, Bob. This building at 500 North Michigan, it's an office building, but there are now plans on the books to turn it into apartments. 324 apartments would go into this building, which is 24 stories. And yeah, it's really just a sort of a wave that's going on in the loop and along Michigan Avenue and other spots downtown. You know, a lot of these office buildings have just high vacancy rates. People have not come back after COVID, and they're trying to pump new life into them, into the buildings and into the neighborhoods themselves by getting people to move downtown. LaSalle Street is probably the epicenter of this wave, and the city is pumping millions of dollars into helping some of these building owners turn these office buildings into apartments, which is no small task. But, you know, interesting, you know, you can live right on the Magnificent Mile. There's a Chick-fil-A on the ground floor.
Right.
That's of interest to you, or a van store. But yeah, you know, they're just really trying to convince more and more people to, hey, how about living in the Loop or living in River North Streeterville area.
Yeah, and with more people working at home, it's a way of the future. The Portage Theater on North Milwaukee Avenue has been vacant for the most part for a long time now. Is anybody ever going to do anything with that?
Yeah, it's sort of dark days for the Portage Theater. It's been around for 102 years, hasn't hosted a movie there since 2021. There were plans to turn it into a music venue, but that was pre-pandemic, and really not much has happened since then, except that the building is really starting to deteriorate. The city had the owner in court just a couple days ago. They're suing him over building code violations. The most alarming one to me was the marquee itself. An inspector said a bunch of the support structures were badly damaged and in need of repair, or the thing could collapse. So it's really turning into more than just a vacant building with a lot of history in it. It's turning into a bit of a crisis for the neighborhood. And as you can imagine, the folks in that area, the other businesses, are really excited to see something happen there. There's been some illegal raves held there, which are, you know, anger the neighbors. But right now, there's not a ton of just messaging about what, if this concert venue could ever come, or if there'll actually be work done on it. So seems like the clock is ticking. Once these things end up in housing court, the fines start racking up, and something maybe coming to a head sometime near.
Yeah, meanwhile, that grand old structure is deteriorating. Too bad. In Lakeview, a lot of people know about the Gallery Bookstore, and it's the end of an era, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, we talk a lot about these old bookstores that are around town, really sort of staples of the neighborhood, and a place to pop in and see some old friends. Gallery Bookstore, 923 West Belmont. It's been there since 1927, and it is just packed to the roof with books and magazines, and you can picture this in your head what an old bookstore that's been around that long would look like. But the owner, Bill Fiedler, died in October. He was only the second owner in the long history of it. He passed away, so they're having a big sale on Saturday, 10 to 4, trying to move out a lot of this stuff. The Newberry Library is involved. They're taking some of it, as well as the Chicago History Museum, but they're hoping to sell to fans, to book collectors, to anyone interested, to try to make a dent in this. They're not for sure saying at this point that they're going to close the Gallery Bookstore, but it does seem like that is definitely up in the air. The building next door is going to become an apartment building, so there's going to be some development going. Bill Fiedler had sort of said, you know, wasn't sure, he was hoping to maybe sell it, but we'll see. I think the message is, though, if you're a fan of this place or a fan of bookstores like this, you probably ought to pop in Saturday for the sale, or real real soon if you want to get a crack at 100 years worth of books and magazines.
Gallery Bookstore on Belmont. More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.